This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over-year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin called out damage done to Medicaid, health care, and thousands of Wisconsinites. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin highlighted the financial and emotional ramifications of the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Kim Frederick, a Wisconsin mother to a child with Down syndrome, said the cuts to Medicaid could impact her son's care. And she's already seen her costs increase.
Because we own a small business, we also have our insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and we lost our enhanced premium tax credits, which caused our health insurance to more than double.
Baldwin said an estimated 250,000 Wisconsinites will lose Medicaid coverage as a result of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. She added that rural health care services are in danger.
Many of our rural hospitals are already operating in the red. And these cuts mean that we'll see some hospitals close.
Baldwin vowed to keep applying pressure to restore the cuts in services made by the Trump administration. Frederick attended the State of the Union address last night in Washington, D.C. as a guest of Senator Baldwin. The fight over Wisconsin's voter data continues, and both national parties are getting involved. The U.S. Justice Department is suing to obtain full access to Wisconsin's voter rolls, saying it needs the data to verify compliance with election laws. Democrats filed a motion arguing that the request could expose private information on more than a million voters. Republicans say the state should cooperate if it has nothing to hide. The Wisconsin Elections Committee has refused to release the data, setting up the court battle. A group of students, parents, educators, school districts, and advocacy groups from across Wisconsin have filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin State Legislature and the Joint Committee on Finance for failing to adequately fund public schools. Tanya Kutlowski is the superintendent of Nisida Area School District, which is one of the plaintiffs. She said state funding has not kept up with the needs of students.
Over the past decade, we have been underfunded in special education by over $13 million just in 10 years. Our local referendum, some would argue or could argue, has been 100% funding that mandated legal constitutional obligation.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley responded to the court challenge in a press release saying, quote, "Our current funding formula is not working. Some districts thrive, others struggle to meet basic needs. Opportunity should not depend on geography, but too often it does," end quote. Of the 19 plaintiffs, five of them are school districts in Wisconsin. The Adams Friendship Area School District, School District of Beloit, Eau Claire Area School District, Green Bay Area Public School District, and Nisida Area School District. Wisconsin joins the list of states seeing lawsuits over school funding in recent years. The case was filed in Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday night. The next step is for the court to assign a judge. Then the defendants, the Joint Committee on Finance, and Wisconsin State Legislature have 45 days to respond. The case could eventually end up before the liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's a danger to your vehicle on Wisconsin roads, and it's not other drivers. Joanne Krulatz explains.
You might not see it, but something on winter roads could be slowly destroying your vehicle. Road salt, applied to improve traction on icy roads, can also accelerate rust on your vehicle's undercarriage. Rust can weaken structural parts, brake lines, and suspension systems while also discoloring or chipping paint. Routine washing is an inexpensive way to prevent damage and avoid costly repairs. Electric vehicles face unique risks because battery packs, cooling lines, and electronics sit low in the chassis and are more sensitive to corrosion. High voltage connectors, charging ports, and aluminum battery housings can degrade faster than similar components on gas-powered vehicles. To prevent salt damage on your vehicle, wash it regularly, at least every 2 weeks or more often after driving on heavily salted roads. Prioritize the undercarriage. Use car washes and underbody sprays. Rinse first, flush off loose salt before washing to protect the paint, and apply wax. A fresh coat before winter helps shield paint from salt and moisture.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in the Badger State have fallen about 3.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.52 a gallon. That's according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, who is the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said crude oil trades are high, driven by escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers and the Ducks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Eugene tonight to take on the Oregon Ducks at 10-17. Oregon has had a difficult season, but they just upset USC 71-70. Marquette beat Georgetown 76-60. Nigel James led the Golden Eagles with 20 points and 6 assists. NBA, the Bucks on top, 128-117 over the Miami Heat. Doc Rivers says the Bucks finally seem to be headed in the right direction.
Tonight, there were stretches where we could have gave in and we didn't. So I told him that after the game. I said, that's a gut kind of win for us. It was a good win.
And at the NFL Scouting Combine, Brian Gutekunst says the Packers were sorry to see special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia leave Green Bay.
Losing him is tough just because of what he brought to our football team. I think he had some other opportunities that he was looking at. Really good coach, and wherever he ends up, that place is going to be better for it.
That's Brian Gutekunst from Indianapolis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Lower 20s for this afternoon. Northwest winds and a few clouds will roll in. Some of those clouds may produce a little bit of light snow or flurries in the overnight. Otherwise, lows in the lower teens. On Thursday, clouds early, giving way to some sunshine late. We'll be near 40. Currently 17 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.